Today, we'd like to study the title of a wine press in Book of Revelation, chapter 14, verses 1 to 20. To online wise people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 3, they sang as it were a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. What does the phrase of no one could learn that song except the 144,000 mean? Question 2, in verse 6. Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people. What divine intent can we see? What divine intent can we see? Last question 3 in verse 19. So the angel thrust his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth, and threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. What is the great winepress of the wrath of God? Apostle John wrote the revelation of Jesus Christ delivered by angels. In Book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 1 says, the revelation of Jesus Christ. The Book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him. God the Father gave Jesus to show his servants, including Apostle John and us, things which must shortly take place. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John. He wrote this book at the island of Patmos, Revelation chapter 1, verse 9, in 95 AD, under persecution of a Roman Emperor Domitian. Chapter 1, in the past happening, chapters 2 and 3, present, like today. Chapters 4 to 22 in the future. Chapters 4 and 5 as over cut off church who met the Lord Jesus Christ who is coming in heaven. Then chapters 6 through 18, great tribulation will occur on the earth. Chapter 19, last part, the second coming Jesus on the earth. Chapters 20, Millennium Kingdom. Chapters 21 and 22, a new heaven and new earth. Chapter 13 describes the world controlled by Antichrist. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 to 18. He causes all, Antichrist causes all, both small and great, and rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Then chapter 14, verses 1 to 13, talk about a glimpse in heaven through 144,000. Sealed Jews and martyrs. Then verses 14-20, a preview of Armageddon. Revelation chapter 16, 6, stated Armageddon. Revelation 17, religious Babylon. Revelation 18, commercial Babylon. Then great battle, Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 to 21, Jesus coming again on the earth. So verses 14, 20 talk about a preview of Armageddon, great battle. Now, chapter 14, verse 1, then I, Apostle John, looked and behold a lamb is obviously Jesus Christ, standing on Mount Zion. Mount Zion often referred to Jerusalem. And with him, and with Jesus, 144,000. 144,000 indicate Revelation chapter 7, verse 4. And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. So all believers will be caught up when Jesus is coming again in heaven, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, before great tribulation. But through great tribulation, all non-Christians are there. But during great tribulation, some Jewish people, 144,000 Jewish people, at that time recognize Jesus as the Messiah. So those people will be sealed by God's grace from the great tribulation in Antichrist controlling the world on the earth. So 144,000, the sealed, the Jewish people, having his father's name written on their foreheads. Here, 144,000, they have his father's name. We know father's name, Jehovah or Yahweh. But compared to previous chapter 13, the Satan controls the people, the 666. That is the number of men, the number of the beasts. So here is his father's, God's name written on their forehead. And I heard a voice from heaven like the voice of many waters. The later Revelation chapter 1, verse 15, John Apostle, the heard, his feet was like fine brass, and it refined in a furnace. And his voice as the sound of many waters. Already, Apostle John heard his voice like the sound of many waters. Here, voice of many waters, in addition, like the voice of loud thunder. And I heard the sound of harpists playing their harps. So John Apostle heard a melody. They sang as it were a new song. Song is a prayer with melody. So, a new song before the throne, which the Lord Jesus Christ is sitting, before the four living creatures and the elders, that is 24 elders, and no one could learn that song except the 144,000. So question one, what does it mean? Unique prayer with melody because they are sealed through the great tribulation. Unlike we, our church, are caught up before the great tribulation. So we are seeing in Revelation chapter 5, verse 8 to 14, now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, and so on. Here, 144,000, the Jewish people, just singing a unique song because they are preserved and survived from great tribulation. Like Enoch was cut off, was ascended into heaven before the flood judgment. That's like a church. But Noah, through flood judgment, Noah was protected in ark, like 144,000 Jewish people, through great tribulation, so they are protected. So Noah also, through flood judgment, universal flood judgment, but Noah's family were preserved. So like Daniel was saved before fire furnace, but Daniel's friends were preserved through fire furnace. So that kind of thing we can see. That's why 144,000 just sing must have a unique and special over the prayer with melody. Then verse 4, these are the ones who are not defiled with women, for they are virgins. So Bible to indicate Jesus Christ, our groom. So all Christians is bride. So should be virgin, which meaning not idol worship, not spiritual adultery at all. These are the ones who follow the Lamb. Only one groom, Jesus Christ, wherever he goes. These are redeemed from among men, being first fruits to God and to the Lamb. First fruit means of a special order of those who are preserved and survive through the great tribulation. Through the great tribulation. And verse 5, and their mouths was found no deceit, no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. That's the way God sees you today who are in Christ Jesus as the perfected one at the glorified image of him. Jude chapter 1, verse 24. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless meaning without fault, before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. How come? Because Jesus' blood cleans away you with purity, without fault, deceit. So when it will come, when we meet the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, that times will be completely glorified, just as Jesus Christ. Also, 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed or discovered what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, so we see the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So that's likewise 144,000 sealed Jews redeemed are without fault, faultless, exactly as the same image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then I saw another angel flying, here, flying angel in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel. Everlasting gospel means the gospel for everlasting life. So whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ shall have everlasting life. To preach to those who dwell on the earth, here, to every nation, every tribe, every tongue, and every people. So one can see his intent, divine intent. Here, flying angel, about 50 years ago, no biblical scholar could understand clearly. Now we can understand flying angel preaching everlasting gospel through like a internet or a satellite technology, so they can listen to or read the everlasting gospel through internet, social network, in that way. So, Romans chapter 1, verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jews first and also for the Greek. Here, God's intent to save everyone, not particular nation, not particular tribe, not particular language, tongue, not particular people. So everyone. Also, God's intent to save everyone. The second Peter chapter 3, verse 9, also we see the Lord is not slack or slow concerning his promise, as some count slackness, some count slowness, but is long-suffering. God is patient. God is long-suffering toward us, not willing, why? Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, which meaning all should come to be saved. Also, Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, in the Lord's great commission here, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, not particular nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Then verse 7, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to God. We know that fear God is the beginning of wisdom. Glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and springs or fountains of water. So the Lord is a creator. Verse 8, and another angel followed saying, Babylon is a fallen, that great city. Babylon is a symbol of an evil city, the world controlled by Antichrist. Babylon in chapter 17, talking about religious Babylon, so false religious system. Also, chapter 18, talking about commercial Babylon. Revelation chapter 18, verse 2, and he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated the birds. So Babylon, dwelling place of demons, fallen, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the rest of her fornication. Fornication is here spiritual fornication. So she caused the people to make idol worships. Verse 9, then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast is a false prophet, make people to worship the beast. The beast is a devil too, and his image, and receives his mark in chapter 13. So example 666. On his forehead or on his hand. he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God. Wine of the wrath of God, or wine of the anger of God, means God's judgment. That is a symbol of God's judgment. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 17. Awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem. You who have drunk at the hand of the Lord the cup of his fury or his anger. You have drunk the dregs of the cup of trembling and drained it out. Psalm chapter 75, verse 8. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is fully mixed, and he pours it out. Surely it drags shall all the wicked of the earth drain and drink down. So God's judgment pour out, so they drink the cup of wrath, or the wine of wrath. So simply means they receive God's judgment, which poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation, or his anger, his fury. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. So they are tormented forever. So fire and brimstone, Greek word Gehenna. So Jesus said, Mark chapter 9, verse 44, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched, so basically forever in hell. Verse 11, and the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever. Here, forever and forever. Only opportunity in this life to repent and to believe in Jesus Christ. But after this life, you would have no opportunity to repent and to believe in Jesus Christ. You are tormented with fire and brimstone forever. And they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. So devil worshippers, antichrist, false prophets, all of them, so will be tormented forever. Here is the patience of the saints. Here saints means believers. Here are those who keep the commandments of the God, or the words of God, and the face of Jesus. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed are the martyrs who die in the Lord from now on. So in Revelation chapter 13, verse 15, he was granted the power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. So the beast kills those who keep the commandments of God and the face of Jesus. So which meaning during great tribulation, they acknowledge Jesus as the Messiah. So Antichrist, which is really Antichrist, not God anymore. So those people were killed or martyred. So Revelation chapter 6, verse 9, also one example. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and for the testimony which they held. So because they kept their faith. Like South Sudan, 25 martyrs, because they kept their faith before Muslim people. That's why they were killed. But here God said, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, it says the spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. Now, verse 14, then I looked and behold a white cloud, and on the cloud sat one like the Son of Man, obviously the Lord Jesus Christ. Verses 14, 20 regards the preview, Armageddon, great battle. Revelation chapter 16, verse 16, and they gathered, you know, earth's people, gathered them together to the place called in Hebrew, Armageddon. So people together is here, so they received a lot of war, you know, killed each other, you know, kind of thing. So Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 and 21, Jesus coming again, the riding on white horse. That is basically talking about in detail. But here, preview. Having on his head a golden crown and his hand a sharp sickle. Sickle is a cutter of grass. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him, to the Son of Man, and who sat on the cloud, thrust in your sickle and reap, for the time has come for you to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. So he who sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. So here, harvest of the earth is ripe means opposition against God has been growing. The harvest at climax now, like today. So many people, you know, looks like trying to competition who oppose against more and more like that. So especially presidential candidate, you know, is topics like that. So many people turned away from God, you know, from the Bible. Then another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven. He also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, who had the power of a fire. And he cried with a loud cry. Now coming fire judgment. Noah Age flood judgment. To him who had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in your sharp sickle, or push your sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. Verse 19, so the angel thrust his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. So winepress of the wrath of God is a symbol of God's judgment. So winepress, you put in there, grape is there, so grape juice come out. Grape juice color is a red color, like a blood. Isaiah chapter 6:3, verse 3-6. I have trodden, God says, I have trodden the winepress alone, and from the peoples no one was with me. So no people want with God. For I have trodden, God said, I have trodden them, people, in my anger, God's anger, and trampled them in my fury. Fury is a synonym of anger. Their blood is sprinkled upon my garments, and I have stained all my robes. For the day of vengeance over anger, fury, is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed has come. I look at, there was no one to help, nobody interested in redemption. And I wondered that there was no one to uphold. nobody to look for redemption for God. Therefore, my own arm brought salvation for me. So God wants to give salvation to everybody. Nobody wants salvation. That's why God himself brought salvation for me. And my own fury, it sustained me. I have trodden down the peoples in my anger, made them drunk in my fury, and brought down their strength to the earth. So God's judgment symbol. Into the great winepress of the wrath of the God, or into God's judgment. And the winepress was trampled outside the city, and the blood of a people came out of the winepress up to the north's bridles for 1,600 furlongs. Furlongs is a Greek or a Roman unit, about 1/8 mile or 200 meters. So here, 1,600 are 200 miles or 320 kilometers. Is the distance of the north and south of Palestine. So covered all of Israel. So let's see each question. Question 1 in verse 3. They sang as it were a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders, and no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. What does the phrase of no one could learn that song except the 144,000 mean? So 144,000 redeemed and sealed by God, the Jewish people must have unique song to pray to the Lord with melody. Question 2 in verse 6. Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, every tribe, every tongue, and every people. What divine intent can you see? Divine intent is to save everybody, regardless of nationality, tribe, race, or language, people. So that's the bottom line. Everybody. So we should obey, you know, God's intent, because we are his servants, his children. So we should obey, you know, we should honor, you know, divine intent. Question 3 in verse 19. So the angel thrust his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and threw it up into the great winepress of the wrath of God. What is the great winepress of the wrath of God? That is the symbol of God's judgment against unbelievers, antichrist, devils, or beasts, or worshippers, their followers, and so on. Let's just sing.